Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
We are live. Welcome everybody back to another edition of Chairgate.
I'm your host, Chris Snake,
coming at you live once again from South Carolina. What's up, Dakota?
Oh, I think, is it time that this name just becomes permanent?
I'm sipping on a Pepsi. I'm not even.
Oh my god, a fucking Pepsi! Oh, what's damn, up? It Pepsi. Is new and improved. I think it's permanent now. Dega Jesus, aka Dakota Drake 4, coming to you live. I haven't been on the show in a minute. I've been doing some recon. I've been working my ass off. I've been trying to be a decent father, and I don't know if I'm succeeding at any of them. Oh, at least I'm succeeding at one. But we're back, baby. And we survived Dega. I think this was the Dega of Degas. And I don't even know if we were up to do an episode tonight, but we're here to bring you some talking, talk about racing, talk about, lo and behold, everything that is Dega ins and outs. And
we got a lot to talk about.
Let's get this mother going.
Let's do it.
What's up? It's Chairgate coming at you live.
Hello, come right in.
Oh god.
Okay, so I have a new phone. Check it out.
Dang, bling bling. Every time I come around, you say
hey,
bling,
Luna. Bling.
Oh, Matt says hey. Say hey.
Kind of, oh. You see my background? How sick is that? I made that myself. For all the U of H fans out there.
Oh, I see it. I just see the logo.
Yeah, that's how
it runs. Oh, man. Yeah, it's pretty sick. Dude, I know when you, like, because, like, we were all just like, oh, my God. Da, 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 da. And you were just sitting there, like, straight face. Like, yeah, okay, we got to go. And then all of a sudden, it was like, Matt smashed his phone.
Well, that was the least dramatic thing, but that's the only thing we're going to talk about on the podcast. we out here. Fast Car Living is out here.
What up, baby? I haven't seen you in a minute, and I miss you already. Oh, your Dega children. Yeah, y'all are my babies. Dude, yeah, that's why I was literally, like, me and Cody were talking, I was like, how far should I go with this? And then it was like, should I change all my socials, or is like, would that be too cringe? And then it was like, no, I think this is like a thing now. And then it was like, okay, well, let's not beat the horse too much. Not trying that's to be too obnoxious, but
that's a good point. How far do you take this thing?
But I'm like, should I? Like, then I was also like, well, you know, I feel like that's my name. But then I was like, I could change them all to Dega Jesus. And I was like, I think that's pushing it.
It might be pushing it. I don't know though. Maybe is it
though?
What do people think? I don't know, man. Maybe, maybe not. Do you think that? Okay, so everybody watching knows, right?
I, if you're watching this show, I imagine you already know what happened and know why we're here and we took over the goddamn championship. And we went to Dega and we conquered, boys. I don't think you even got to talk about, because we didn't. Did we even do an episode last week?
No.
You did one on Coop. Something. What happened?
That was like a week ago, because we were supposed to do one. I sound so bad, man. I don't know why I'm podcasting tonight.
Did we do an episode? Well, we're doing because we have to.
Ugh.
Yeah, I think the Dega is still in me. I'm trying to sweat it out.
Yeah.
But yeah, the mullet contest. There was a mullet contest. We're gonna skip. We're skipping around on this, but we got Dakota Drake IV entered in the mullet contest, and I don't think these motherfuckers were ready because I am Dega. I eat, breathe, and sleep, and everything Dega, and I haven't been bullshitting. Everybody I tell about that, they're like, dude, no, you were right. You were right. And I think it was time to let the player haters know. We showed up in the mullet contest and took over by storm. It was like 300 coming up in that bitch. We conquered and won. And if you're watching the show, I assume you follow our content. It was awesome seeing all those videos and seeing everybody like flipping the fuck out. It was so fun to watch.
Over that whole area. They were like, they're like, crowd engagement is going to have a lot to do with the scoring. And we were like, oh, shit, we just locked this down, dude.
Yeah.
So looking up, we're kind of looking around. We're seeing, like, a couple other people up front. So we're like, okay, a couple of these contestants have, like, a couple family members or friends here with them.
Yeah, it's like, someone showed up with, like, a buddy.
Yeah, it's looking like probably two on average.
Yeah.
Dakota's looking at probably, what, 20, 25?
We were rolling deep.
I mean, honestly, we're not joking. Like, that's it. It looked like, you know, I think you referenced the movie 300, but like, we were the Persians. Like, they're looking out at us, being like, Jesus Christ,
you know,
that
was,
army he showed up. Army, bro.
You know what was funny too is that Elvis guy, like, we were all standing backstage waiting, and they're like,
that Elvis guy was sick. He was the only other dude we cheered for, actually. We were kind of like, oh,
well,
shit,
the Elvis guy walked up with all his butt, like, they were like 55 year old us.
Yep.
They walked up like they were about to win this motherfucker. Like, he walked up like, I've arrived. And everybody's like, can we help you? And then he's like, oh, I'm Jerry. I'm in the contest. And like, he doesn't even really have a mullet. And they're like, did you sign up? And he's like, yeah, no. Like, da-da. And his buddies are like, he's here to win the whole thing. All right, we're here. And they're like, yeah, okay, so this is for contestants. Can y'all, we'll escort y'all to the stage front.
He's here to win the whole thing.
Because like, they came
damn
in the back.
Damn right, boy.
They came in the back, like five of them. And they were like, we're here to win. And they were like, okay, this is for contestants only. Y'all need to go over here. And they were all in good spirits. Like, they couldn't like, get the fuck out of here. But they were like, here, come on, come with us. And it was super funny. But then like, even hearing some of the contestants go out, they were like, look, wave at Matt. they were like, you look so cute. They were like, oh, yay. When it come out. But when I came out, I was coming with energy. But then it was like, y'all fucking erupted like it was WrestleMania or some shit.
Yeah, dude, we were getting hyped out there, dude. We were all just drinking and like hitting each other. We're like, yo, we're about to go off. Like, yeah, we were getting hyped out there.
We're gonna fucking like slam beers or something. Like, even though, like, seeing all y'all's videos and stuff y'all posted, it makes it even like crazier because it looks like there's 100 people cheering.
Yeah, we were hyped. I mean, there was like a solid 20, 25 of us, I think.
Yeah,
that's a guess. But honestly,
they had to take three vehicles over there.
Yeah, it was a lot of us. And this is what was the Saturday, right?
Saturday morning. Yeah,
morning.
Yeah, we're rolling into our day three of our 4-day bender.
It's probably like 11:30 a.m.
Oh, I was so hungover. I was hungover as fuck.
The haulers are like right over there, but other than that, it's a very calm area. It's just a lot of families walking around.
Yeah.
So I just wondered.
Some people were like, what's going on?
I wondered what at the haulers people were thinking when they just heard like like 30 like grown men like in their 30s erupt.
Flipping out.
They're just like, what's going on over there, man?
Yeah.
It was loud. Hold on. How do I get to these comments, man?
What is internet? This is
too much. We were louder than the Arca race going on behind us. Yo, that's actually true. Because honestly, if you were at the Arca race and they were on the other side of the track, you were probably turning around being like, what's going on outside the track?
Right. Whoa, I think there's something outside. We should leave this race and go outside and check it out.
Left Turn Colt. Check them out. They're live right now and they got an Arca driver on.
Yeah, they do. I was texting Cody because I was like, why didn't we all think about collabing?
You were texting Cody too? Okay, good.
Yeah. I said, why didn't we all do a joint episode this week? That would have been so smart. But also because we're all probably still hungover.
I was texting him as well. When I saw the group chat, I was like, oh, yeah, that's my bad. Maybe I messed up. And then he was like, well, we got this Arca driver on. And I was like, nah, dude, you do that.
Yeah,
I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, no, I totally understand.
I'm sorry. I'm not.
Maybe pre 600 or something. We could all do a collab episode.
Yeah.
But dude, man, we had the fucking gang out this weekend. Everything, Dega. It was awesome.
People did walk up to you ever since that moment. Cause even walking to the haulers all the way to the race day Sunday.
I wish I should have, I don't know. I wish they could have let me like do a speech. Cause like there's like congrats and like sent me on my way. I was like, I wish they would have given me the mic. I could have been like, I'd like to thank Dale Earnhardt. And you know, I could have done something funny or at least shouted out some plugs, you know, the True. Show. True. They were just like, thank you, Josh Williams. Got to meet Josh Williams. That was pretty cool.
He seemed chill, actually.
Yeah, he was chill. Got to act like we were best friends. And that was cool. Mullet boys. And I guess I get to come back next year and defend my title. That's okay.
That's what he said, right?
Yeah, they were like, you got to come back next year and defend it. And I was like, yeah. But then I was like, I hope it's like next spring race, not like the fall race.
That would suck.
Yeah, because I'll be like, we're not going to be rolling that beat. But yeah, I hope
How they upset you.
Yeah, for sure. I'll fucking because come give it hell.
We won't be rolling TV. I don't know if I'll even be there.
I'll give it hell. Yeah, I mean, I don't even know if I'll go, but if
you'll go,
if it's what it takes,
you'll go. Let's be honest.
I'm Dagger Jesus. I think I have to go now.
Yeah, so that's my contract. That's question. Is that like your thing now? Are you going to go full on? Like,
yeah, I don't want to end up looking like that Elvis guy. You know what I mean? Oh.
Just tell your story, Dagger Jesus.
I think you're still drunk.
I am, man. That's why I'm sipping on this Pepsi. That's why I showed up late. It's y'all, I mean, you can hear it in my voice. It's been rough.
It's been a fucked up week.
So that's the thing. Moving forward, I gotta discuss how much it's gonna cost for me to rent a camper or a trailer or an RV or whatever.
I'm dead serious thinking about. I'm thinking about like the a trailer like the one we rented, about like trying to buy one, and like. Building like framing it out kind of like the fast car bus, and I just have like my own camper trailer.
Yeah, how does that help me?
Oh, I don't know about you. I'm talking about like,
yeah, it doesn't help me. See,
I'm not gonna buy a $30,000 camper.
I would rather you not do that, so you would go in on renting a camper with me.
Yeah, you know, but that's the thing. It's like, well, I could do the camper, or I could use my $50 hammock and sleep like a baby. Like I've always done. Yes, we're down. Hey. Yeah. See, I think about making like, what if I made like a Dega trailer?
I mean, I'd love to, but like, I don't know. I live in a neighborhood. I have like an HOA. Where am I even storing that? See, this is already unrealistic.
Yeah. Me. Where are you going to put a camper? Yeah. And if we rented, well, there's worth looking into. That app I was thinking about is called Outdoorsy. The one where they come set it up for you. But the only thing risky about that would be like, how would they come into the Dega campground to set up your camper? But they do make where you can like come pick it up. But then it's like you got to leave earlier. I don't know. It's something we could always talk about.
I mean, I'm just saying it's a realistic possibility. We could easily put two beds.
Oh yeah,
but
it's like what I do for a living.
That's what you do for a living.
No, I meant like crap manufacturing things. Yeah, it would be super fun though. Just for like Dega and then like packing stuff out. But yeah, the camper thing or deck out a trailer and rent a camper to sleep.
See my computer mouse now.
Oh, does it work?
Yeah, it works.
It actually works.
Yeah. I've been using it.
I told you, I was like, that thing does not fucking work.
I've been using it. It's actually pretty sick.
We're going back. Bringing it back.
I'm bringing it back, man.
Oh man. But dude, even though the weather tried to doubt our spirits, we gave it hell.
Let's talk about that. So people were doubting this race, right?
Oh, see you Monday. There's no race. It's a washout. I talked mad shit on Facebook to people.
I was at my house. Granted, it was a late drive. It was a late drive to go straight back home. But I was at my house at 3 a.m. So I got bad.
That's what I wondered. Papa Good, I did you proud, boy. I wondered because like you didn't have a phone, and Jeremy said in the group chat, like, hey, we made it to my house, and Matt is on his way home, phoneless. Hope he makes it. Wish him the best. And then like I didn't hear from you for like 2 or 3 days. And I was like,
shit. No one knows what happened to Matt.
Yeah, I was like, I really hope you made it home. I messaged Sam and was like, hey, is Matt all right? She was like, oh, yeah, he's getting a phone tomorrow.
Yeah,
like,
she said that. She said that. She was like, Dakota sent a message. I was like, oh.
I was just like, I hope you're okay. But then I was like, dude, we had so much like good content, and now we can't post it.
I know. It came so late. I posted a cool video today, but.
Dude, that video is sick as fuck. Although it was like, But people DM'd me and were like, dude, I got to come to Dega. This shit looks awesome. I was like,
come on. Yeah, we've only been talking about it for a couple years now.
Yeah. I don't know how I got to tell you people. But it's going down.
When you first came on the podcast, I did a Dega with you right away.
Yeah. No, like the year I came on, I was like, dude, you got to come. Even though what it was COVID Dega, we still made the best of it.
But I was like, yeah, I go to Dega all the time too. Like, I'm down.
Yeah, fuck yeah. I'm sorry, I'm on dad duty. I'm paying my dues. I gotta, you know, I've been gone a long time.
Yeah, man, I am sick. I told y'all I was sick down there, and it just got worse since I was home, and I was like, I've been working through it.
It was funny. Brutal. Like, Monday was rough at work for me. It was we're like 14-hour day. It was so rough. And Luna says, hey, say, hey, Luna. I was running a skid steer and Ronnie's talking. And they said, hey, and Ronnie's talking. He's like, guide me on the skid steer. I was like, we're moving something. And Ronnie went, he was like, oh, stop. like, his voice is just as bad as ours. But like, he like went to like, he was like, whoa, stop. And his voice was like, stop. and I started fucking laughing because I was like, what'd you say? We're about the job, like, what'd you say? so terrible, dude. Oh, it was rough. I seriously didn't start feeling like all. I felt hungover yesterday, and that was like the best I felt.
I see you haven't put up any of your flags yet.
I just got home today, and I got all my when I when I pulled in the driveway, all my shit from Dega was just laying in the driveway. Because when we got home Sunday night, Ronnie backed the trailer, and I just hooked all my shit in the driveway, like. Because it was late, like we had to wake up at like 4 a.m.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah. We backed in the driveway. I just took all my shit and threw it in the driveway in a big pile. And then I went inside, took a shower, and went to bed and like kissed my kids goodnight. And I had to wake up at 4 a.m. to go to work. Oof. And it was rough, dude.
I mean, to be fair, I didn't get home till 3 a.m.
Yeah. So. You were just going to bed when I was headed to work.
yeah. True.
And so I didn't come back to the day, and like it was just like rotten bullshit sitting in the driveway, and I was like, ugh. So the first thing I did, I got my truck and loaded all the shit and drove it around to the back of the house and threw it in here. Now the whole basement smells like bonfire and tits.
Yeah, dude, the bonfire smell is brutal. Yeah.
I love it, but now I'm like, get out of here.
I still can't get out of my hair, man. Because people come and people enjoy the Dega, what we're calling the Dega Camp Creek.
Dega Creek Camp.
Creek Camp. I'm just like,
yeah, dude, you're fucked up.
Dega Creek Camp.
It's this thing. We call it this thing. I don't even know what it is.
I don't even know.
Oh, goddamn banner.
Yeah, we made a banner. That was cool.
Episodes everywhere. Yeah, we made a banner.
people like that. That was cool. But the thing
hopefully
is,
people saw us live. We went live with Fast Car a couple times.
We went live. People just got to know to show up on Thursday.
It is a move, dude. We talked about it all week at work. Me and Ronnie were just like, yeah, man, but Thursday, dude, that is like, that's the day.
That's
the whole weekend's fun, but Thursday night, there's something about it.
It's prime. And it feels like you've won, like, I told Jeremy going into it too. I was like, dude, come Sunday, you're going to want to pack up and like go somewhere. Cause a lot of times I'll just drive back to your house at least, you know, and then head out the next morning early. But at least so I can like go take a shower somewhere, you know, like, you're just going to want to like go like take a shower and like put your head on a pillow or something.
Yeah.
Come Sunday. And so, it was nice that it didn't stay till Monday because it was going to get cold as shit that night.
Oh, yeah. When I woke up for work Monday morning, it was like 36 here.
Yeah.
And that's why I just thought about it. And it was cold. And I was like, oh, man, it would have been cold waking up. And then I was thinking today, dude, it was a gorgeous day today. It was like 85 and hot and beautiful. And I was like, why couldn't we? Like, well, that Thursday we showed up, it was hot as shit, remember?
Yeah, and it was awesome. Nice. It was
great. And I was like, why couldn't it have been like this all weekend?
Yeah, the creek would have been oof.
Perfect. Well, yeah. I mean, we still the creek.
We did awesome. Still actually get some good days on it, just not as much as I would have.
We'd been in it more if it had been hot as hell.
Yeah, exactly. Like that last day, I didn't even get to take a bath because it was so cold.
No, we woke up. It was like 45 degrees.
Sunday. Yeah, and I was like,
I was like, I'm crazy enough. I might get in it, but I was like, actually, I'm probably just gonna take a hoe bath by the truck.
Yeah, because I was like, dude, you're gonna get like hypothermia. It's too fucking cold.
It's not even worth it. It's not even cool. Like, I'm not doing it.
Yeah, because people that don't go don't understand how cold the creek is. Which, and so
I will shout out the boys, everybody that embraced the Dega.
Who got didn't, their, who didn't get
and
it.
Got
who
their Dega baptisms. Well, no surprise, Coop and Bailey are scared of the outdoors.
Oh, they can't swim. I forgot to like cast.
Yeah, they can't swim. They're scared of water. And I guess Jacob didn't either. But
did Connor get in?
Connor got in. He took a bath Saturday morning.
Okay. He's a cat person.
He took a Saturday. He took a bath Saturday morning.
Okay.
He never got to hang out and he didn't get to hang out and enjoy the what?
But that is kind of the thing. If you showed up late, you didn't get time to enjoy the creek. The Thursday crew, we got to enjoy the creek.
Yes. So that was the thing. That was what I was saying was, even if you didn't get to take a baptism bath Saturday morning, what was it? It was Friday. We all got in there and we're smoking cigars, drinking and shit.
Yeah, and that was just the chill spot. That was the move.
The creek chilling. It was like, you got to get in the creek some one way or another. And that's what I got to say. It's like, if you're going to get baptized in the creek, East Tioga Creek,
that's why
you got to get it some way. And Cody, give it to him. He embraced it full on. Jeremy embraced it full on.
Jeremy went full on.
Charles totally got his Dega full. And our buddy Logan that came, I was skeptical about him, and he took it all in. Whatever we said,
Logan was full on.
Logan was cool as shit. You know, we had a bunch of newbies on this trip, and everybody was just open arms, like, tell me what to do. And I loved it. And like, I love that. I hate when people are uptight. I'm not doing that. It's like, well, then don't be in this camp.
You know, what was cool too was a lot of the chat members got to meet like Diamond Dave.
Yeah, yeah, and it was cool.
Ronnie, they don't know the Dega crew also. Yeah, because that's like our a Dega separate boys. Crew kind of.
Yeah, and then it's nice when you can mingle friends. It's not always a great idea when you can mingle friends. And
hey, did Dalton get in
along.
The creek?
Dalton's ass got in the fucking creek for about 5 minutes. Well, I'll give it to him. He walked into the creek while we were taking baths Saturday morning, and he was wearing his little cutoffs, and he walked in the creek and sat on a rock. And his ass was getting wet, but he like kind of wasn't in the creek, but he was in the creek. And then this water snake went across fucking pool's foot, and Dalton about pissed his pants, and he took off running out of the creek. So that was that. And none of us moved. We were all like, oh, look, a snake. And we were all just like, wow. And Dalton pissed his pants and took off running. But it was hilarious. He got in the creek more than a lot of other Tennessee boys did. I'll give him that.
There's a whole part of the Tennessee crew that didn't.
Dalton got his day gone. He was showing out.
Yeah, that's true.
He was showing off.
He was definitely part of the crew for sure.
In more ways than one. Dalton was getting his freak on all weekend, though. Love that. But man, it was great, dude. It was great.
What am I doing here?
It was great just having the whole crew. And it was almost like, dude, we have too many people.
So at what point?
It was awesome, but it was like, we need to drive the bus to the boulevard.
Yeah. At what point is it like getting out of hand where it's like, holy shit.
Yeah. We need like a tractor with a trailer with hay bales or something.
It's a big camp now.
Yeah. Yeah. It's growing, man. But it was fun. Everybody had a good time. We had the perfect setup. I would love to look into Chuck is a
Yankee
Southern Yankee now. I'd love to look into renting one of them big ass white tents.
Big ass new phone.
I'd love to look into getting one of them like giant white tents, like one big one.
Yeah, honestly, that is what we need to do. Mm-hmm. Yes, because the amount that it rains, and then if it's not rainy, it's hot, so we need the shade.
Yeah, yeah. But like, if we just had one giant canopy tent, like, it'd be worth it. Like, with the amount of people we have, like, hey, everybody, $30. You
know? When I was in a fraternity in college, as a pledge, that's what you have to do for like game days. You have to set up the tent, and we had a tent like that, like a huge canopy white tent.
Yeah.
We called it a white tent, and it fit in like six duffel bag, like, you know, those big barrel things.
Yeah,
it fit in like six of those, and that so it was like metal piping.
Oh yeah, I'm sure it'd be a job putting it up, but it'd be worth it.
But you have to store it somewhere is the thing.
Yeah. Well, that's if we brought a trailer, if we rented it, put it on trailer. Rent it,
yeah.
I mean, we could buy one, but Jesus Christ.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm, like, the fraternity bought one because you're just, like, you use it so often.
Yeah.
At what point is it worth just, like, everybody chipping in, buying like, $100?
Yeah. Well, and finding the people that would want to do that.
But then who has to store it? That's the question, you know, because now it's like, okay, now we got this fucking, you know, $700 tent.
I could probably store something like that. I need to organize this fucking basement. It's out of control. it's like a big storage shed, but it's like all my shit.
Because if you do that at a certain point, you could like print on it too.
Yeah, that.
You know what I mean? Like you can go all
it
out.
Looks more like official, I think. Yes. Like more like, whoa, what's going on over there?
Oh, yeah. Because if we get like beer pong going on with like a huge canopy tent with lighting around the entire thing.
Yeah.
We got the bus on one side. Some you know, like RV on the other side.
You know what I was thinking too is like you know when like we ride back to and from the track, that first strip right there, and we always see those people with like they got a pretty good little camp going on. They got a big canopy. Or I was like, woo!
They have RVs set up around.
Yeah, and I'm like, man, they got it going on, and I'm sure and a lot of traffic goes right there. People probably stop and like, yo, what's up? I'm kind of like, that's cool, but then at a point, it's probably like, dude, get these people out of our fucking tent. It would be cool, like, but then I'm like, but also
I'm gonna be honest though, I would take their campsite, like they got the spot. I think.
Well, that's what I'm saying is like
with the RVs,
and you also don't get have the creek access.
Yeah, no, that's true. I like our location better for sure.
Yeah, and then every year someone takes our spot, and we go find a new spot, and it's always like this spot was awesome. I'm sure next year that spot will be taken.
That is the thing. At a certain point, if this gets big enough, you want to have to move it to a place where you can pay to reserve it in advance.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It's always like, what else could we do to make it? I'm already got the ball rolling. Like, what can we do to make it better?
Do you want an honest opinion?
Pay, spend money.
If you want to go all out?
Yeah.
A live band.
Oh, my God. Yeah, but like back there on the backside. Like on the backside, we'd pay to have a band. I don't know.
That'd be sick, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be sick. But like, who?
Boys. Hey, Andy, it was you good were disappointment, Andy.
Andy's got stuff going on. He was busy. We get it.
All right, Andy. I better see you in Charlotte.
Yeah, he's gonna make up for it in Charlotte for sure. Okay. But yeah, man, dude, God, I'm still dreaming of it. Like last year's Dega was awesome. And I was like, there's no way we're topping this. And then this year.
Let's get a band. I know a country guy in Nashville. I told you, dude, it's going to happen.
Yeah, it would be sick. Yeah, but then I'm just thinking it's like just to play for us.
Yeah, fuck it.
Fuck it. Yeah, play this. He's like, dude, I know five songs. I've already played them all.
All right, we'll play the other three then.
Yeah, play it again. Dude, I want to invest in like either like I think I could find them at like a pawn shop, like some big amps, like big speakers, and like not even just like my little Bluetooth speaker. I want to get like I want to be pissing the neighbors off. It's so fucking loud. Like I want loud music. Yeah, get
guys go with us. I can drive him. Yeah, just like a dude that's just gonna camp with us.
Hey man, play that song. I'll pay him $20 a day to play Talladega every morning.
Does he not like play the infield anymore?
It's like some shitty version of it. No, Tim Duggar opened for that gay ass concert.
Exactly. That's what I mean. He's playing the infield. You know when you would get a live band, though, when it would be cool, is when we move this onto the boulevard.
That's another thing, dude. It's like...
At what point get big enough?
But if we're going the boulevard, oh, my God. We'd have to have a campers or a Dega trailer. And that's my dream. But then, like, we'd have to invest... It'd have to be, like, the elders investing some money. We can't have 30 of us. Like, it'd have to be, like...
Yeah, how does that work, too?
Yeah, no. No, that's, like... It's a lot more money.
So essentially, who do we pass our camp on to as we move into the boulevard? So then on like Friday and Saturday night, they come party with us in our lot, but they can't stay the night because it's like,
yo, really and they're like, somebody. Hey, y'all should come out to our camp sick. And we're like, yeah, where'd he finish? Oh, yeah, a good day though. Like, no, we're not coming out. Tied the track.
Chief and Cigars were like, oh, outside the track. Oh, I remember when I used to have to sneak outside the track. Oh, boy.
Oh, man. Yeah, but the only thing is I always sleep great. You're as fucked up as we get, is I always have the best sleep in Talladega. And then, I don't think you're getting that inside the track.
I can't. So, I thought about that, too. I think I talked about that with Jeremy on the ride back. When do you sleep, dude? That's got to be brutal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and there's no, I'm going to go lay down. Walking, what's that? Yeah, I'm not walking anywhere. Well, the only thing, too, I imagine, too, is if you have a setup on the boulevard, you're not going to go walk down the boulevard.
No, you stay on your spot.
You're going to stay in your spot. The boulevard's going to come to you. They're like, one day I'm going to have a spot on the boulevard, and I'm going to have a stage, and I'm going to be that guy.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. I'm going to be him. And we'll do a whole Dega Jesus thing. I'll have a crucifix up on top of the camper.
Please don't.
It'll be a whole thing. It'll be great. Please don't. I'll be up there.
Please don't.
I'm trying to get the Jesus on the cross look.
I'm not going to be able to hang out with you.
What? She said, stop saying Dega Jesus.
Yeah, I told you.
Oh, man. There was a race.
Man. So it was cool that we got to be with Dalton when he got to see a car that he wrapped win a race.
Yeah, that was super cool to see a Saturday Xfinity race. It was a damn good race. RCR Dalton was powerhouse.
Probably shouldn't hang out with us at racetracks anymore.
Yeah, I think this is probably bad for his career.
Yeah.
Dalton, one of the cars Dalton works, I get to even talk. Yeah, he tells people he works.
At a certain point, the group is like...
Yeah, a bad image. especially on Sunday.
Yeah, it's not a good look.
Are those your friends?
Yeah, that's
so. So Dalton, he went to Victory Lane. He is awesome. And Sunday, I went to Victory Lane because my newfound fandom won the damn race. I thought it was super fucking cool that I was like, okay, because I said, hey, I think I'm just going to jump on this Reddick train now, and I'm just going to go Reddick. Well, I had a 5-4, do a whole thing. Lap 2 at Atlanta, they fucking wrecked. So that was – I was like, oh, that's how we're going to do this. All right. And then the very next race I go to, he fucking – that crazy-ass finish. So he was up there all day. Well, he was like – the first half of the race, he ran in the back. Second half of the race, he was up there all day. Crazy weird strategy, fuel strategy. I don't really care. 3 wide at Dega is badass. I don't care what they're doing. Your guy ran good for a minute. Do you want to talk about that?
I fucking Dakota pissed me off, man.
Dude, what did I do?
Dakota's all excited at the end of the race, and he looks at me, and I'm just like pissed off. He's taking a photo of me because I look pissed off.
I didn't know why you were so mad. I had no idea because I was like, dude, that was insane. You're like, don't talk to me, and I was like, why are you mad? And then you were like, fuck Austin Dillon. I was like, he was in the back. What did you want him to do?
Fell to the back after stupid mistakes. He was leading the race at one point.
Yeah. At least you got to see him lead.
I was just tired of it.
Yeah. You were done.
I was just tired. I was a long over game.
It is not for the faint of heart. It's a marathon. It is definitely a marathon. Well, me and Ronnie were talking too. I said, you know, sometimes I'm like, we could totally just show up on Friday. But I was like, but then you don't get the Thursday. If you show up Friday, you don't get the Thursday. And I was like, the Thursday is the best part.
It is. It's
the best fights. I was like, ever since it started coming Thursday, I was like, I'm doing this every year.
Yeah, Thursday's good. It would just be nice with a camper.
Yeah, well, let's split one. We'll get a loan. Me and you will go in on a camper.
So we'll get a loan?
Yeah. And we'll buy one, and I'll tow it out to your house, leave it for 6 months. You tow it back to my house for a mountain trip. Sounds like a great idea.
Yeah, dude.
We'll split the payments.
I think you have the property to keep it, actually.
I know, but I don't want to split a camper and be like, yeah, it's at my house. You can get it sometime, bitch.
I think that's how Andy is.
Well, yeah, I don't think Poole really has. He lives in a nice neighborhood, I think. We were very respectful and upstanding. What are you talking about? Yeah. We were up fine gentlemen in the Boy Scout section, which I already saw some links to a thing. I didn't really look much too much into it. I already like they already sent emails like renew now for 2025. And I saw people in like Talladega groups on Facebook that were like bitching about they're raising the prices like on everything. But then I saw like, well, but then I was like, yeah, 2024 economics. What did you expect? But it's like people that have boulevard spots or camping lots in the infield or even outside paid camping, they were like, they raised the price. They're raising the prices up like $100 on shit. And they were like, fuck this. I saw people like, fuck this. I'm not coming back. And I like already saw some stuff like that. Like, and I was like, and there people were saying the ticket prices went up too. I didn't look into it or do anything.
20% increase.
But I was like, if they're doing that, I imagine the ticket prices are going to go up as well. And then I was already like, let's buy expensive seats. I was like, they're going to up the expensive seats. I was like, oh shit. But then I was also like, I get it. This is a business. But I was also like, hey, you know what's going to keep fans out of the stands? More expensive rates for the same product, you know?
Yeah, it's a tough situation because the stands are finally like filling up.
Great crowd Sunday, even for a weather threatened race with a beautiful day. Could have been a little warmer. I really was surprised with the crowd. I took some pictures. I posted the album. Like the crowd all through the trial looked amazing.
Yeah,
and it was packed where we were down in the Boy Scouts.
Hey, did people that watched from home like this race?
I think everybody fucking hated it if you weren't there.
That's what I've been hearing.
I even the people that I saw that were there, they hated it. They were like, this is bullshit. So here's my problem with the fuel saving thing. If you're watching this, you obviously watch the race, is they were bitching about them saving fuel. And I was like, why are people acting like they've never saved fuel at a plate race before or a super speedway? Like forever in time, they've had to save fuel before. Remember, they used to do it in a single file line.
That's what I was confused about.
The only thing I can say is like at least there's three fucking wide. God forbid somebody blows a tire in front of the pack. That's what I was kind of banking on.
Yeah.
Somebody blow a tire. You know, it's like imagine if we had tire wear like that. There wouldn't be all that fuel saving, but there what can we do to fix this? I'm not a fan of the fuel saving. I'm like, there's three wide, 20 rows deep. I mean, this gets pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, I don't know what else you want.
Yeah.
There wasn't much movement, that's true, but they were still running three wide like the whole time. That's way better than when they used to run single file. I've been going to Dega long enough to remember being at Dega and watching single file for most of the race.
That's what I'm saying. Like, well, so here I had a thing too. People were bitching about the cars. Like, you can't pull out and do anything. You can't go. La-di-da-di-da. You remember, like, I think it was 2 years ago, the July race at Daytona or the August race at Daytona when the rain threatened was coming. And all of a sudden, those like 10 laps, they fucking went racing like crazy before they wrecked into one.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Remember that? So, same cars, right? Same cars. It was the next gen. I think it was the first year of the next gen.
Sounds right.
Those 10 laps were fucking insane. They were three wide racing for the lead. And the third lane was going. The middle lane was going. Like, they were racing. Guys were getting shuffled out four wide. And we were like, yo, this is sick as fuck. But everything, all the podcasts I listened to this week were like, we got to change this car. This super speedway suck. And I was like, I remember a couple of them that were badass. Like, sick as shit.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird because I feel like being at the track, the racing was pretty entertaining. It wasn't the best day, but...
Yeah, it wasn't the best day race, but it was fun. I had a great time.
Yeah.
I was satisfied. I was totally satisfied.
Yeah, I was satisfied. How would you rate it? Do you want to rate it?
Yeah, we might as well rate it because we ain't been rating shit for a minute.
Damn, let me fold this brand new huge-ass phone. Oof. Dude, I got this new phone. I got this new charger. Feeling like a baller. All right, what are you rating it?
Yeah, go get it. It's upstairs. Right there on that orange cord. Sorry. I'm going to rate this, and it's kind of biased because I was there. Race as a whole. I'm going to give it 8-0.
An 8-0. Mm-hmm. That was higher than me. I was going 7-4.
Oh, really? Well, yeah. You were bummed.
That's true. I was bummed. You were way more excited than
yeah. I mean, my driver won the race. I was like, I've only been to what I guess 5 Kevin wins, I think, and I don't like just pledging over to the 2311 and the 45 car, and my second race of the year, he wins. It was pretty cool. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty lame. You're like, oh, dude, why aren't you happy? I started cheering for this guy just now, and I already get to celebrate a win.
Oh, my God.
And I'm just like, cool, dude. My driver that I've been cheering for got to lead one lap, and I want to fucking jump off.
Yeah, but is it anything – like, are you surprised? I like Austin Dillon. I like Austin Dillon.
No, I'm not. That's fair.
It's going off the rails on a crazy train.
That's fair. I can't argue that.
I'm just saying, like, I was just felt gets, like he's just good at tired. These races, but then, like, when he finished 23rd, I was like, I mean, what did you think he was going to do?
It just gets tiresome, dude.
He showed speed.
That's what's tiresome. 9.2 because of the boys.
What if he never led that whole race? Would you have been as pissed?
Yeah, no, I would have probably been happier because I would have been like, all right, cool, he's just going to retire then. I can move on. And I would have started listening to like Kyle Busch's radio or something.
Hey, we finally got you on the scanner train. Glad to have you because I've been preaching about this for years.
Yeah, I know. I've been too cheap. Here's the thing. Previous to COVID, I would rent them because you could just walk up and rent them on the race day. For people that haven't been going to races previous to COVID, it was normal to just walk up to the haulers and rent scanners race day and return it the same day.
That's why I did that a couple times. And I was like, God damn, dude, I could just buy one. And then when I bought one, it was the best
thing. I know. I was just always too like lazy or cheap because I'd be like, next time I'll definitely buy one. And then just never did.
4 rentals later. I was saying, I think you rent it 2 or 3 times and it's paid for, you could have bought one.
Oh, dude. I rented those probably like 10 to 12 times.
Yeah.
No joke.
And the app is more advanced now than it's ever been, which is nice.
Yeah. Well, okay. So I saw Connor doing it with his on the Xfinity and he had his AirPods in. And I was like, well, I got my AirPods.
Yeah.
And he was like, dude, once you put the noise canceling on, it's like really good. And so you just have to like pay. It was $4.99 a month for the app. And I'm like, well, that's not that bad, actually.
Yeah. Like, so that's the thing. I guess what 5 times 12 is what, like 40? No, what? 60? Stunned dumbass. $60. Whatever. Well, it's $30 for a year if you just pay up front, pay the 30 up front. So that's what I do.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they have like you can pay monthly or you can pay yearly, and it's like a super deal if it's 50% off.
I should see if I can like still get that deal.
Yeah, well, if you didn't auto renew, like if it comes up like you got to pay again, I would look into it.
Yeah, that's a good point. I should.
Hold on, babe. But the $30 is totally worth it. Like, if you're gonna use every week, so that's the thing. When I'm sitting at home, I listen to the app and I time it because it's always a little ahead. And I'll pause. They have the pause feature. I'll pause it. Like they'll be like, "Hey, pit car's pulling in." So then when I'm watching on TV, as soon as I see the pit car pull in, I hit play, and I sync my scanner to the TV. So I'm sitting there watching on TV, and he's like inside, and it's like I'm watching.
Oh,
it
nice.
Yeah, it's sick. And if you want to get real spiffy, Andy turned me onto this. I pull up my laptop and I pull up their website on my app and I pull up Reddick's onboard and I watch his onboard with it in my ear with the race playing on TV. Oh, dude, it's the only, I can't watch race any other way. 2 seconds I have to do dad bullshit. One sec.
Okay. So yeah, anyway, this day guy I think was next level. We may or may not. Dakota will probably be at fall Dega. I will not be, but spring Dega, this is how it's always going to be. And it's only gotten bigger.
I'll do spring Dega till I fucking die.
Yeah. It's only gotten bigger.
Yeah. And when I die, you're going to fucking bury me in spring Dega. The spring Dega forever. That's what people were like. I always sound like a dickhead, but people be like, oh shit, man, looks awesome. See you in the fall. And I'm like, Yeah. Fall race is fun. Fall race is cute. You know, it is what it is. It's a good time. It's a great time. But there's like spring. There's something about Springdega, dude. It is. It's like Rumspringer. Like, you know, like that's my Rumspringer. And
your Rumspringer. I don't think you quite know what Rumspringer is, dude.
Yeah. So it's my redneck Bonnaroo, dude. I don't know how to describe it. Like, Fall Day is cute, but spring race at Talladega, if you're missing it, you're fucking up. What kills me too is people like, oh no, I don't go to spring one, I go to the fall one. I'm like, you don't have no idea what you're doing.
Yeah, you just don't know Dega then. No. I would say it's kind of like Mardi Gras or like spring break, but for like NASCAR
fans.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's absolutely accurate. The rain tried to damper on us, but man, we conquered it all. We still had a good time. And each time we live and learn of like, this was awesome, but we could tweak it and make it better. Like, every year gets better or more fun, where like we keep getting better because we learn from the previous year, and it's like, oh my god, it's better and better and better,
dude. It's gotten big.
Yeah, I love it. And then the banner idea, the flags idea, I think if we get more publicity and can like push and promote, I think it should only get even more awesome.
It'd be great if we could get a sponsorship on this thing.
And with all the promotion that we can show now, that what could have been over the content we made.
Well, so here's a big part of sponsoring this for next year is Dega Jesus is like guaranteed a spot in the mullet competition.
Yeah, we promised that, and they're like, yeah, we're not doing that again. we make up our own mullet contest,
dude. You could wear some like cheesy logo,
a sash, some like big sash, like
brought y'all to walk you by, presented by NASCAR's having to like blur you out when they show the replays because they're like, we didn't sell that.
Oh man, I take me back, take me fucking back. I can't wait. Dover's this weekend. Back to reality, normal racing.
Oh, hey, by the way, the end of the race, the reason your fucking bum-ass driver won. I mean, congratulations.
My God, what the fuck?
Congratulations. How do you feel about the end of this race with Michael McDowell making that late block attempt?
So I was super stoked.
Because you kind of like Brad a little bit.
Michael McDowell, I think, had the fastest car, and he was right where he needed to be. He was fast as fuck. He was doing great. He's always good at these races. He was working the lines. He got shoved out there. Here came Brad Kay, our generation's Pied Piper. Well, the younger generation's Pied Piper. He's good. I love Brad. And, I mean, Brad – so I was listening to DJD today, or Dell Jr., and he made perfect sense. It's like he talked to Michael McDowell, and he was like, yeah, so what – and Michael McDowell was like, so what did you know, what were you thinking? What would you have done? And Junior's like, oh, you can do the first block. He was like, you make one block, that's all you got. When you make the second one, you're getting spun. He's like, you're always going to get like, you're getting wrecked. Why? It's over. And then when Michael McDowell was like, I was ready to die on that hill. Like, I didn't give a fuck what.
My problem with that is he's also killing somebody else with that. Like, took out Brad also. Brad should have won that race.
Yeah, oh, that's the thing. I totally thought, like, Brad's going to get him. Like, we're going to see a Brad win.
Brad should have won. Brad and then we're like,
whoa, and Reddit came around. I fucking flipped out, and beer went flying. So,
but that's what I'm saying. You're excited about the Reddit win. That's good. That's great. But I think that's bullshit that McDowell took out Brad on a win he deserved.
Yeah. But it's also like, shit happens. Like, you know, Austin Dillon goes flying through the pack when they wreck in the rain in a turn one and lives to see another day and wins the race.
Yeah, but that's a little bit different, though.
I'm just saying, like, a wreck happened. That happens at these things. Carl Edwards should have won that race when Brad won, and Carl Edwards went into the catch fence. It's like Dale Jr. should have won in 06 when Brian Vickers turned Jeremy Johnson into him.
I'm just saying, Michael McDowell saying like, yeah, I was willing to die for this. And Dale Jr. kind of talking like that.
Was Jr. was like, no, dude, you could have finished third, bro.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, dude, you would have finished second or third. You would have got good points. And guess what? You still get to go back to Dega, Atlanta, Daytona. Like
there's only one more Super Speedway before the playoffs. Oh, yeah, I guess the playoffs is what.
That's true. That's true.
But still, he's been running good. I don't know why they're. Yeah, right. He was like, "This is my only chance." I was like, "He was leading at Texas the week before."
Yeah, I'm like, "Wait, was he that Texas. Bad in the points?"
He is bad in the points. He's like 27th.
Oh shit,
26th. Yeah, he's back there, but yeah, have some good runs. You know why they've been fast? They were last year. Maybe they're not as fast so far this year, but. Everybody acts like the first half of the year, like kind of see who's where, but it's also who can last. How many times at the end of summer, some teams get on something and all of a sudden they're making speed out of nowhere. And you're like, what's up with the 11 car? They haven't done shit. They're like, what's up with Hendricks? And it's like, you know, it's always like a different chapter in the second half of the season.
It's usually Penske, but they haven't come alive yet, which is wild.
Oh, well, that was the thing. So the big thing is, like, Ford has not won yet. I think that was race 10. Like, what the badass new Mustang they have is making speed at these big tracks, but, like, they have not won. And this was the one, like, they were going to win. They had, like, 7 of the top 10 there. They had front two rows blocked. I don't want it. And they, like, they all – even Michael McDowell doesn't throw the second block of Ford's winning this race, you know? Like,
yeah, true.
McDowell, Brad.
True.
Noah G behind him. A Ford's winning this race. But the way it shakes out, Toyota wins.
That's a good point.
It's like, oh my fucking God.
They still got away with it. Yeah, that's great. Yeah. That's the point. Yep.
Yeah. And now we're going to Dover. I don't think a Ford wins.
Yeah. But man, I would say the odds are against the Ford.
Yeah. I thought, but it made Calamity, made the race. The race, somebody finished on the roof. Old Corey LaJoy had to pull out some way to be relevant. And, crazy wreck. It gave us excitement. I mean, the video content was awesome. Seeing everybody freaking out right there. It was fun. A little cherry on top to the weekend. It was all fun, man. The whole weekend, like, everything that happened was awesome. There was no, like, well, that one thing, I wish that hadn't happened. Like, everything we did was fun. Everybody had good times. Everybody got along. And I can't wait for next year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait to get my voice back.
I can't wait to get my voice back as well. I really didn't want a podcast, but dang it, Jesus. The whole thing.
Yeah.
I was
I was like, I know I just got home, but I have to do this thing.
Yeah, you've been like on the road too. That sucks. At least I've been home.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've just felt like shit. And this is the best I've sounded all week, by the way. This is why I texted you and I was like, dude, I think I might be able to podcast tonight. I sound pretty good. This is me sounding good, dude. I wasn't able to talk on like Monday and Tuesday. Like I couldn't talk.
It was probably a good thing we didn't do a collab earlier in the week.
No, yeah. Pool hit me up and I was like, dude, I can't talk.
I tried to, but I ended up working so much. I was like, dude, yeah. I wanted to. But
well, you got to go hang out in Augusta with the boys. That's kind of sick.
Yeah, it was cool. I got to see Pittman and Andy, RIP. It was fun just getting to chill with them and we ate pizza and just kicked it. It was nice.
How was the pizza place? Was it good?
It was really fucking good. All right, so Augusta's a shithole for everybody that didn't know it.
Yeah, so what's that about?
Augusta sucks.
But you drive through there on the interstate, and it seems like it has a lot of stuff. Like,
well, that's the thing. Well, I think because of the Masters. Like, any other time of the year, like, do not get out of your car. But they have, like, tons of, like, pretty good eating spots. Like not chains, like, local, like, this is place is notorious for this spot. And there's plenty of options, but goddamn,
don't sketchy spots. Don't stop, or what?
Yeah, don't stop at a gas station on the way.
For real?
Even riding around, you're like, what the fuck, dude? That place, it'll bring out some daytime racism in you. Like it is fucked up. It is fucked up, and it'll piss you off. But the food, you'll go eat places, you're like, damn. So what was the thing? The pizza was super good, but the service was absolute dog shit. So it was kind of like 50-50. The food was super good, but like couldn't get a fucking waiter to the table to save your life. But yeah, it was cool. Just good chill. Yeah. What do you expect? Went in Augusta. We did drive by Augusta National and it was cool. I've never seen it.
Did you go play around?
No, we just like saw the gate.
I know you
like,
didn't play
around, I was like, dude. This is where they play it. And I was like, super cool.
Trust me, I know you did not play around in Augusta National.
I like, you know, we are always thinking about golf. I have not thought about golf in like 2 weeks. the show goes on.
Yeah, I gotta get back.
Yeah, we're like, and give it a couple weeks, and we're like, oh, dude, we're going 600.
Well, you are going to the 600 soon,
and that's gonna be here before you know it.
You're not gonna go to the Southern 500, though, are you?
No, but that's in September.
That's so weak, dude.
Dude, don't even with me.
Southern 500.
I've been to a bunch of them. I wasn't gonna go to the Coke 600. We conjured it up at Atlanta.
Crown jewels. You just don't care.
Is Kevin racing it? If Kevin's not racing it, then I can't.
I'm so pissed that the throwback race is Mother's Day.
Oh yeah, are you going to that?
No, it's Mother's Day.
Okay, yeah. See, you're not going to anything. Yeah, it's pretty much just gonna be like single dads, like.
How do you do that? Like,
yeah, it's fucked up. Like,
everyone has a mom.
Yeah,
it's the dumbest day.
Well, not everybody, but yeah.
Well, yeah. That's...
You
have a mother-in-law.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, it's more of like got to spoil the wife day.
Yeah, exactly. Like, there's somebody in your life.
That's what they don't want to go do.
Exactly. That's what I mean. You're doing this on a holiday that's centered around.
If anything, make it Saturday night and run it on Saturday night.
Dude, Samantha said that. She was like, there's the only lights, way to right?
work.
And I was like, yeah. And she was like, why would they not just run it on a Saturday night? And I was like, oh my God, that's so smarter.
Yeah. So like, and I imagine the crowd would be decent, but like if the crowd isn't, what did you expect?
I bet the crowd would be better on a Saturday night than the Sunday on Mother's Day. I guarantee you. I would put.
Well, when I was younger, they always did the Mother's Day race, and I always thought like, yeah, that like they had the moms of the drivers do the national or the start your engines thing, Grand Marshal.
It's such a bad day for a race, though.
Yeah, it is. Like we're not.
Mother's Day makes so much more sense.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. That's the thing. I always wanted to like, I thought it'd be cool to take my dad to a race on Father's Day.
Yeah,
it was always like Pocono or Michigan or Sonoma. And I'm like, whoops.
No dads live up there.
Yeah. I'm not taking my dad up there.
That's bullshit, dude. Put it at a cool place. Yeah. Put it in Charlotte or something. I might go. Put it in Bristol.
Yeah. Oh man. I'm ready for bed, boy.
Do you want to pick any drivers for Dover?
Mm-hmm.
Do you care?
I've been filling the 11 car of Denny Hamlin. I'm going straight lock.
Oh, dude. Yeah. Well, hold on. You go to lock Hamlin. What's your underdog?
I'm going to go 48 of Alex Bowman.
Wait, Bowman was in the playoffs last year, wasn't he?
No, he broke his back and finished like 25th in points.
What?
You don't remember that?
Oh my gosh. And he said, but he had a win last year.
No, he didn't.
Oh shit. He didn't have a win
last
year?
That was 2 years ago.
Damn, dude. He might be actually losing his job soon. Fuck.
He's been running good this year.
Yeah. But I forgot, dude. I forgot that he's winless still. Oof. Because even Chase is surpassing him now. Who's my lock? Who'd you pick? Hamlin. I'll go Blaney.
Really? I figured you'd pick Martin Truex.
No.
He's like the king here, and I didn't want to go for the low hanging fruit.
Yeah, I know.
Everybody's like already like, oh, Martin Truex is gonna win. And it's like, well, you know, will he?
That's how I'm feeling. I'm like, yeah. I don't know. I don't think he is like gonna win.
He's fast, but like I think that team's kind of missing something right now.
But I guess it was
Blaine. I think Christopher Bell. I think Christopher Bell's a Christopher Bell's a good pick.
Hey, I'll go I don't know, Buescher. I'll do Buescher. No, because he can't be an underdog, can he?
No.
What about Barry?
Yes. That's a good one. He's won here, I think, in Xfinity.
There you go.
Lock it in. Yeah, we're talking about Fords, and you just picked two of them.
Oh, I was like, dude, I don't think Ford's going to win here. I was like, I think Toyota.
Yeah, and you picked two of them. Oh, well, good episode. Good. Sorry we're tired and hungover and fucked up.
I just looked down a list of drivers, and I was like, that's why I was in the B's.
You get one. But, man, Dagan was awesome. I hope the content speaks for itself. We had a great time. It was fun. And I can't wait to go back.
It was the time, man.
Yeah.
Peace.
All right. See y'all.
Later.